take home a piece of history from the Chicago Tribune. Get your own Cubs memorabilia, including the newspaper, I should say, from the historic Cubs win. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com right now and get your copy.
All right, here he is, Congressman Kinzinger, joining us on the Super Celebrity Hotline. There's some serious stuff happening in the world today, Congressman. Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, let's start with the situation with the Russian hacking, or the alleged Russian hacking by basically the entire security phalanx, the intelligence phalanx of the United States of America, is agreeing that there was some sort of an intrusion. Now, it did confer to the benefit to some degree of Donald Trump, but Reince Priebus was on yesterday saying, "Hey, no, they never hacked us." So it wasn't like they hacked us and they didn't release our documents like they did the DNC documents. They never got to us. And now you've got some other people pushing back on that. And most importantly, Donald Trump pushing back on the whole thing, saying no, he doesn't believe the Russians were involved in this. And he's basically calling out the CIA for trying to get political with him. What do you make of all of this?
Yeah, I don't understand it. One of my concerns, and again, I've said, now that Trump's been elected, I'm going to do my best to work with him every way I can and everything else. But the one area he's been consistent on is this affection for Russia. And, it's a big concern. I mean, look, when the intelligence agencies say, we believe that Russia hacked the DNC, I think you got to take that seriously. I mean, that's our intelligence community. If we can't believe our intelligence community, then why do we have them, or what can we believe them on? And then, when I heard somebody mention, I don't know exactly who it was, if it was Trump himself or somebody else, that, these are the same people that predicted WMD in Iraq. I mean, we've been spending time saying, obviously there was no WMD in Iraq, but at the same time, there were so many indicators pointing to it. I mean, this is frightening to me. It's like this has nothing to do with the results. I think Donald Trump won fair and square. But this is about the fact that, look, next year, it could be the RNC, the Russians decide to do this too. It could be anybody. We have to have a political system free of foreign interference. This is not Eastern Europe. This is not, the former Warsaw Pact where, you have these coups all the time by the Russians. This is the United States of America, and we cannot allow another country to think that they can have involvement in our political system, no matter who benefits from that.
Okay, I guess this is really the important question, though. I know that this may be a very sensitive question to answer, but there clearly are people. Would I be wrong to say this? There are people on Capitol Hill who have been briefed because they have security clearances, because they are on the intelligence committees or foreign affairs committees or the defense committees, that are briefed on these issues, and that they have been briefed with the same stuff that has now leaked out, essentially, that the Russians were involved in this hacking, and that it is the speculation of some that the whole idea was to create chaos with Donald Trump. Now, even take the back part of that out. They know there are people, even John McCain today, saying without saying that he knows that the Russians were there because they're getting the same security briefing, essentially. I mean, there are people on Capitol Hill who truly know this and believe this who are adults, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
But what about the FBI?
No, I mean,
there was an FBI senior counterintelligence official who was also cited, who said that he didn't feel that there's enough there to warrant the conclusions that he's seen out there. That, yes, they tried to hack or...
No. It's the political conclusions that are out there, not the fact that they hacked.
But the fact that some are sort of twisting this to say, well, they impacted the outcome of the election, or that there was this hack somehow in some way got Trump into office by, altering votes or something. And all of that that's the part that's gotten kind of fuzzy, I think, in the telling of the story.
But isn't that the problem with Donald Trump right now, is that he's seizing on that. I won fair and square. And they're saying to me that the Russians did this. So the way he negotiates is he denies everything. So he's turned around. Yeah. He's not nuancing the point that the Russians did do this, and the Russians are an existential threat to the security of the United States of America, and he needs to deal with that as president of the United States, not say, hey, if there are people out there who think that it benefited me, I'm sorry you feel that way. There doesn't seem to be consensus that it actually did, and I don't think it did. I don't think that it changed the outcome of the election, but it certainly was an attempt by them to do it. He has to acknowledge that that this is a problem.
Well, and I think that's the broader point is you know, some on the left are trying to turn this into the Russians made Donald Trump president, and then some are saying, well, the Russians didn't even do anything. Okay, it's not either of those. The truth is, the Russians, from what we understand, did do something. You know, I mean, by the way, intelligence will never be 100%, right? And we also don't want to reveal it publicly, the methods, because then we reveal a lot of the technology we have that we can't reveal. The fact is, the Russians attempted to sway this election either way. You know, who knows what way, but they tried to sway this election. And we, as the government, we as Americans, need to be outraged because, again, you know, at this moment, maybe it benefited Donald Trump. I don't think it benefited anybody. Maybe it benefited Hillary Clinton. Who knows, right? That's not even the point to argue. The broader point is we cannot allow a country significantly weaker than us or any country at all to try to break into the most sacrosanct thing we do, which is elections. Because today, you know, maybe it benefits one side, but tomorrow it'll benefit the other side. This is about standing up for American principles. And I think Donald Trump's best answer should be, look, this did not change the outcome. I won fair and square. However, if there were any attempts by a foreign government to sway this, look, I'm the guy that's going to make America great again. I'm the guy that's going to make our intelligence services great, and I'm going to make our cyber defenses great. That would be an answer, I think, that would satisfy everybody.
Yes.
Nice. What about, speaking of Russia, what about the, it seems to be the front runner, Rex Tillerson, the Exxon CEO for the Secretary of State position. Certainly he's in the running. He brokered major deals with Russia, their state oil company, and, you know, it seems as if he's done very well exercising his corporate interests in this relationship with Russia, but now pivoting, and if he were to get this role or be picked for this role, to be representing the public interest, it seems some are very troubled by that, what some might say, cozy relationship with Russia.
Yeah, and this is something he's going to have to explain. You know, he may be a very good I don't actually know much about him besides, you know, his role with Exxon. He's going to have to explain this. I talked to somebody that, you know, whose name you all would know. I can't say it. Who, you know, I asked him specifically about this guy, and he goes, look, he's very pragmatic. He said, I think he can, and I think he will explain the Russia connections or the Russia concerns. So, you know, if in fact this is who Donald Trump puts up there, I mean, you're going to have a lot of tough questions to ask of this guy, and I think he's going to have to show very intensely that, hey, look, it's one thing to represent, you know, in essence, a global oil company, you know, to a nation that has oil interests like Russia, versus as Secretary of State, we can put that, you know, friendship or past relationship aside to do what's in the interest of the United States.
Well,
but the reason this is a question is because, again, Donald Trump needs to come out and be very clear about how he'll stand up to Russia.
And I think that's one of the reasons he's doubling down right now, is he feels like all of this Russian stuff is coming out as a way to block his Tillerson thing. But it came out before he mentioned Tillerson as his Secretary of State. I mean, there's a lot going on here. All right, very quickly, before we let you go, and this is also critically important, today the Chinese, in their state-run media, referred to Donald Trump as ignorant as a child. And then they flew nuclear capable bombers over the South China Sea for the first time. What do we make of that?
Yeah, well, I think I make of it that, you know, his call to Taiwan and his talk about, you know, how he's going to make China pay and play fair is getting under their skin. I don't have a problem with it, to be honest with you. I think you have to be careful in dealing with China. Of course, you can't be reckless. They are a significant power. But at the same time, I think it's imperative that when they've been building fake islands in the South China Sea and really trying to exert their influence over our allies, that we push back. And I think, you know, if you see that done responsibly, it could be very beneficial.
All right. Congressman, thank you very much. Great as always.
You bet, guys. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks, Congressman.
Right. Coming up, we will check with A.B. Stoddard, who is she's a political type up on Capitol Hill. She's got a lot of thoughts.
And there's a lot to get her thoughts on today, for
right.
sure.
And the politics of this, I mean, that's what you're talking about there,
yes.
which is how does his reaction to this is still political as opposed to operational. You know, at some point,
and
you're no longer.
Too. I would say others on the other side of the aisle, too, over the weekend
for sure.
On the talk shows were certainly using this. And you might have felt, if you were just sort of half listening to it, that it meant something very different than it did. That this was an actual impacting our election results.
Right. Well, I mean,
and potentially indirectly it did. But
right. We don't know for sure what it did or it didn't. And that's not definable. So that's not of that can't be in the debate because we'll never know for sure. Because they didn't hack the system itself.
That's right. The White House has said that the system of voting was absolutely
right. Had the whole
secure.
Email thing not come out, would that have made it easier for her to win those states she didn't win? Maybe. I don't know. That's all speculation. What we're talking about here is the incoming president of the United States ignoring an existential threat intentionally for his own political benefit or because he's personally offended by it. Either way, not a good answer. We'll find out more. We'll talk more about that on the other side. But first, Judy Pilak's got news coming in 2 minutes.